Recreation and relaxation without humiliation, the American Beach Story. The end of the Civil War created both celebrations and challenges within African American communities, especially in the South. In the small town of Madison, Florida, recently freed Robert and Judy Lewis celebrated the birth of their third child on March 29, 1865. They named him Abraham Lincoln Lewis, presumably after the U.S. president. In African thought, a name can shape a person's character, mold their social identity, and even influence their destiny. The meaning attached to a name will determine much about the present and the future of a child. Abraham Lincoln Lewis was destined for leadership. The family moved to Jacksonville, Florida in 1876, seeking a better life in the city of Negro opportunity. Life for the Lewis family was promising. Work was available, and the children were able to attend school. Abraham Lincoln Lewis, however, dropped out of school at the age of 13 and began working in a sawmill to help the family. Although his formal education ended in the sixth grade, his thirst for knowledge and drive insisted that he succeed. Jim Crow racial segregation gradually stripped away the Civil War's fruits of freedom for African Americans after the 1870s. Undeterred, Lewis, who had shortened his name to A.L. Lewis, saw real opportunity in the segregated rural South and became an enterprising entrepreneur. He continued to work, save, organize, and run various businesses. He married Mary Frances Sammis in 1884. She was the great-granddaughter of the white slave trader and planter Zephaniah Kingsley Jr. and Anta Majigin Njie, a formerly enslaved Senegalese woman, both of whom lived at the Kingsley Plantation on Fort George Island. In 1901, A.L. Lewis and six colleagues joined forces and established the Afro-American Industrial and Benefit Association. Eventually, it became the Afro-American Life Insurance Company, the first insurance company of Florida, black or white. As president of the Afro-American Life Insurance Company, A.L. Lewis founded the town of American Beach in 1935, the same year that his great-granddaughter, Marvin Elizabeth Besh, was born. His vision brought American Beach into existence, while years later, his great-granddaughter, who changed her name to Marvin, founded the American Beach Museum, now known as the A.L. Lewis Museum at American Beach. We celebrate the lives of these two extraordinary protectors of the health and well-being of American Beach's people, as well as its physical and natural environments.